But the war came on, and we were to be married, but the war came on and grabbed him to be a cadet in the Air Corps. And you could not be married at that time. We waited until his training was over, and then we were married in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where did you meet him?
I met him while I was in college, and through a roommate of mine who was going with him at the time, and yet she had a friend that from Otterbein College, whom she eventually married, and she introduced us. So it was sort of about in the same area of the country, Cincinnati and Dayton. Then, after he graduated, we were married, and he taught, joined the MATS, a military air transportation service. Then we had to decide. Then the war was over, and we had to decide where to go. He wanted to come back to Alaska. I wanted to go to Albuquerque because I liked it there. But we decided that perhaps there were more opportunities in Alaska. So in 1946, I think it is, or 48, I'm not real sure about these dates. By that time, we came to Alaska. He had been overseas flying to Tokyo, and I was in California at that time. But we had, I think, three children then, and we brought back to Alaska my namesake, Janie Williams, and she was just a 8-week-old baby, and we brought her back over the Alcan Highway. Red had been working for the Fish and Game. He also taught in T Harbor near Juneau, and then he accepted a job. They're getting the little times mixed up here, but he accepted a job with Fish and Game, and he was stationed in Fairbanks. So we bought a little house in Fairbanks. I think about that time I decided to go outside, and I had another baby. I can't remember the date in particular. I should have those dates down, but I don't.